And if it's a little bitty one, you just say a pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
Oh, bracelet.
And around her neck, maybe a...
Lucky.
Or if it's beads, you might say. She's got on a pretty...
Puss.
Okay. Would you, the little thing that's it's strung on to go around her neck, you might say a... of beads. Would you say she's got on a long... of something of beads?
Yes.
A long...
Row of beads?
Yes. String of beads?
String of beads.
Did you ever, what about if you talk about pearls? Just the same?
Yes. You know, we used to just get beads and string them.
Sure.
Get them off of old pocketbooks and some old dresses and...
Sure.
Just have a long string of beads.
Okay, and what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt and galluses.
Okay, and those things that fasten on the tops of the overalls or
buckles on the overall.
Okay, and if it's just if it's on like they wear with the Sunday suit, maybe is it the same word as it is on the overalls?
It ain't like it on the Sunday suit.
And what do you call it, the same thing? Call both of them galluses?
These spindles.
Okay. And if it's raining, you have an
umbrella.
And what's the last thing you put on the bed when you make it up?
Spread.
And at the very head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And what about the old one that used to go all the way across the bed?
Bolster.
Okay. Do you have them?
Yeah, I have.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
We used to have quilts with blankets now.
Okay. And what about if a little makeshift bed for children that you might fix on the floor? So, well, I'll just fix her a little
pallet.
And if you're talking about very rich land, you might say that field, the land over there, is really very
rich.
Okay. Have you got another word for rich? Fertile.
No, that's fertilized, what you put on it.
Okay, but you don't say that it's just fertile.
It's just rich, that's rich land over there.
Okay. And now most of the land around here is very level, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have any different words to describe this as opposed to maybe up further when it has more little rises and things in it? Maybe up north where it goes toward the mountains?
Well, I subscribe this as a level, and that's hilly.
Okay. And what about the land right around a little, what are the different kinds of water that runs around here? I know you said you didn't mess with them very much. What's the nearest river here, Rick? Is the Flint the
river? I think Flint, yeah, Flint the nearest river.
Okay, and what's something?
Muckalee.
The what?
There ain't no river, Muckalee.
What is the Muckalee?
And it's water running from one place, run off to Kansas.
Yeah. But you don't call it the Muckalee River, you call it Muckalee?
Yeah, no, Flint River is the only river, I think.
Yeah. And what did you say, Muckalee
Creek?
Uh-huh, and are there any other creeks around you think of?
Well, this Muckalee go all through here, somewhere down low is Muckalee, some of Muckalee getting on down.
Okay. And what about something smaller than a creek?
These lakes and things, I don't know what you about them, I tell you. I don't.
Okay. Ooh. Just that starts up. Well, the thing that might run into the creek, our land that lies along the creek, would you might be more likely to have a different word for that? Did you ever say bottom land?